Hampton classic, Midnight Sun. Coming to you from Chicago, you're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA.
Thank you.
That saxophonist Donald Harrison. He was a one-time member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Down in New Orleans, they call him Big Chief. Donald Harrison right here with a tune called Mr. Cool Breeze. This came out back in 1999 on an album called Free to Be. And musically, Donald Harrison's goal at the time, and I think he did it quite successfully, was to bring together the feeling of hip-hop and swing rhythms and put it together into one piece of music. And that's what you heard right there. Mr. Cool Breeze from saxophonist Donald Harrison. I'm Dan Binder, along with you for Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA, coming to you on Voice of America stations all across the globe. I come to you each week from the city of Chicago, where the weather at this time of year, well, I hope things are as pleasant where you are right now, anywhere in the world, as it is right here in Chicago, because this is almost like a magical time of year when the summer starts to give way to fall, and so you still have the warmth of the summer sun during the daytime, but in the evening things cool off real nice, and it's just so pleasant and beautiful at this time of year. Thought we'd give you a musical set that takes us from the summer into the fall or the autumn. Let's begin with the team of George Shearing and Nancy Wilson here on Jazz from the Heart of America.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong, the things we did last summer, I remember all went along. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I remember all went along. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, along with Miles Davis on the trumpet. Hank Jones playing piano, Sam Jones on the bass, and Art Blakey the drummer. A classic rendition of Autumn Leaves. This from 1958, Cannonball Adderley's Blue Note album titled Something Else. And from the summer of 1960, we heard the team of vocalist Nancy Wilson and pianist George Shearing. George Shearing leading the quintet, backing Nancy's vocal on The Things We Did Last Summer, and that one from an album called The Swinging's Mutual. As we take you from summer into fall, autumn, and the autumn leaves about to fall, I'm Dan Bender along with you here on Jazz from the Heart of America, and I hope you're enjoying the program. I've got time enough to leave you with just one more tune, and we wanted to acknowledge the work of one of the great musicians that we lost just recently in late August, on the 23rd of August, unexpectedly passing while on tour with bassist Ron Carter in Japan, the guitarist Russell Malone. He died at the age of 60 and had quite a career. We expected to have him around for a bit longer, so it was certainly unexpected, but he came to jazz prominence back in the late 80s and into the 1990s, playing with folks like organist Jimmy Smith, vocalist Terry Connick, and he was part of Diana Krall's trio when Diana Krall was first becoming a worldwide sensation. Later went on to play with jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and bassist Ron Carter is part of his Golden Striker trio. We're going to close out with one that he recorded with the Benny Green Trio. Here's the late guitarist Russell Malone on Jazz from the Heart of America. That's pianist Benny Green, along with bassist Christian McBride and late guitarist Russell Malone. A tune called Pittsburgh Brethren. And Benny Green naming that one in honor of bassist Ray Brown and drummer Art Blakey, two of the great jazz musicians to come from the city of Pittsburgh, came out on Benny Green's release titled Naturally. Pittsburgh Brethren from Benny Green, Christian McBride, and Russell Malone. And once again, we lost Russell Malone, great guitar player, at the age of 60 back on August 23rd. He is a musician that will definitely be missed by jazz fans all over the world. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bindard. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity that come from within this art form we call jazz. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, till the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.